There was probably some arousal there, some stimulation over the last 100 minutes. So now let's let all the wind out of our sails. Relax, release all the concepts. Let your awareness once again descend non-conceptually into this non-conceptual somatic field. Settle your body, relax, still and vigilant. When we're attending very closely, when we're concentrating, especially if there's some pressure, some ambition, some hope or fear, this very often inhibits the flow of the breath, disrupts the natural flow, the rhythm of the respiration. Not good for the nervous system, probably going to stress you out, exhaust you. So keep coming back, as I said at the beginning of this session, as many times throughout the course of the day as you can. Settle your body, spirit, mind in the natural states. Settle your respiration in its natural, effortless rhythm. Allow the body to breathe in the way it best knows how. And if I've catalyzed something of a conceptual storm in your mind, or a storm on the surface of the ocean of your mind, waves crashing, wind howling on the surface of your mind, slip into your submarine and dive, dive, dive. Down into awareness itself, the simple, unmediated, unelaborated experience of being aware, beyond the turbulence, the comings and goings of the mind, and rest there in awareness itself, relaxed, still, luminously clear. With your eyes at least partially open, your gaze vacantly resting in the space in front of you. Continue resting in this flow of self-knowing awareness. Self-illuminating, self-cognizing. The knowing of knowing, the most indubitable knowing you may ever experience. How can you possibly doubt it? And in the mode of shamatha, simply rest for a little while in that flow of the ongoing knowing of being aware. Without any inquiry, just rest there. With no interest in any appearances to awareness, but rest in the unmediated, non-conceptual experience of being aware of being aware. There's no reason consciousness should remain a mystery if we start looking at it. And now let's give ourselves a little something to do. I think we've done it once before. If you find yourself getting a bit lax or spaced out, because there's nothing to do, now let's do a little something. Peripherally maintaining an awareness of the out and inflow of the respiration, you can do so quite effortlessly. Once again, as you're breathing in, draw your awareness right in upon itself, withdrawing from all appearances, sensory and mental, right into the experience of being aware. Unelaborated, unclothed with appearances. The H2O of the stream of the mind. Focus in there, intensify, focus your attention as you breathe in. And as the breath flows out, then utterly relax, release your awareness into space with no object, no referent, with no thought. Just release your awareness into an open, objectless expanse while sustaining gently the flow of awareness. Arouse and release with each in and out breath. And now as you withdraw your attention, invert your attention in upon itself, probe more deeply, more piercingly into your own immediate experience. As you invert your awareness inwards, seek out, what is it? What is that agent that is inverting and releasing awareness? It's not happening by itself. It's not happening simply because I gave that instruction. You decided to do so. Your mind, it would seem, is inverting and releasing attention. What is the nature of that agent? Let us call it the mind. When you invert your awareness in and more deeply inwards, seek out and try to identify what is the mind that is the agent that is meditating, that is inverting and releasing the flow of attention. Seek it out as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out again, just relax. Totally release into this objectless expanse. And once you've rested a little bit as you breathe out, then rise to the challenge again and look. What is the nature of that which is controlling the flow of attention? What is the nature of the mind? Does it have characteristics? If so, what are they? And look very carefully. This is your mind we're talking about. Can you find it? The mind is the agent. Look and relaxed. Piercingly gaze inwards and relax. And see what you see. Come and see. As you're looking inwards, you come in with a question or even a command, mind, show yourself. I know you've got to be in here somewhere. Something is controlling the flow of attention. And you're the primary candidate. So show yourself. Show us your face. Do you have a shape? Do you have a color? What do you look like? What are your characteristics, mind or agent? Show yourself. But don't exhaust yourself. Then relax again. Do you see the mind doing it? Something must be doing it. The attention is not inverting and releasing for no reason. Something's controlling it. The flow of attention is an instrument. What is wielding the instrument, directing it inwards and outwards? Something must be doing it. Let's call it the mind. What characteristics does it have? When you invert your awareness, appearances arise. Are they in fact appearances of the mind? Are they in fact characteristics of the mind that is the agent? Or are they merely appearances and not characteristics of something else? If so, look more deeply. What is the mind free of characteristics? Mind itself. Chitta, the very mind itself. What is that? If you do see appearances, again, ask, are the appearances in fact of the mind? Or are they simply empty appearances signifying nothing, having no referent apart from themselves? But if you see no appearances, will you conclude that the mind is unknowable? Will you conclude that something that is unknowable in principle doesn't exist at all? Is there nothing that is inverting and releasing the attention? And what would that imply? Pause for a moment without doing anything at all, just being aware. Just for a moment, just be aware without doing anything. And ask of yourself, if you will, this is voluntary, of course, do you have a sense that there's something or someone in here from your side that is observing, not doing anything, but just observing, watching? Being aware, is there a subject in here that is observing? Can you sense it? Do you intuit it? Do you feel it? Let's call it the mind. Isn't it the mind that observes? The mind that is aware. Isn't that good English? So now we turn briefly to the oscillation. Set in motion, like on cruise control. The inversion of awareness inwards, but now piercingly inwards, to seek out and try to identify the mind that is observing, the quiet spectator, the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, the mind itself as observer. seek it out. Does it have any characteristics? That which observed appearances, mental and center. Seek it out and release. Seek it out. Don't exhaust yourself. Relax again. If the mind exists either as an agent or as an observer, it must have characteristics by which it can be known. Otherwise, the word "it exists" or the phrase "it exists" doesn't mean anything. If it can't be known ever. So what are its characteristics? Which you can identify the mind as agent and observer. But if time and again you come up and you just come up with nothing, no appearances, no content, just space. You can't really be serious in concluding there is no observer, because then there would be no observation, no awareness. So when you investigate deeply enough, you thrust the spear of your wisdom deep enough that the very constructs, the very categories of existence and non-existence melt away, and there's only space, and the sheer luminosity of awareness itself, then rest right there with no object or subject, no outer or inner. No words. No concepts.